This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Israeli military has been warning people in areas around the key city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza to evacuate as it goes after Hamas. But there's a problem, says the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Leaflets dropped by the Israeli military over Khan Yunis in recent days warn people to head further south toward the border with Egypt. But they're unable to leave Gaza. Israel and neighboring Egypt have refused to accept any refugees. Adding to the chaos, the Palestinian telecom provider Paltel says phone and internet networks across Gaza collapsed again Monday evening, the latest of several outages that have complicated rescue efforts. Communications were restored early Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police responding to reports of shots fired at a home in suburban Washington, D.C., were not seriously injured when the house suddenly exploded. But we don't know yet what happened to the suspect who was inside the home. Arlington County, Virginia police spokesperson Ashley Savage said this last night.
When officers arrived on scene, they determined a suspect inside of residence had discharged a flare gun. During the course of that investigation, officers obtained a search warrant for the residence. As officers attempted to execute that search warrant this evening, the suspect inside the residence discharged several rounds. The house subsequently exploded, and we continue to investigate the circumstances of the explosion.
She was heard there on WJLA-TV in Washington. Two people who own a Colorado funeral home are due in court today. 190 decomposing bodies were found in their funeral home, and the owners are facing allegations that they abused corpses, laundered money, and forged documents. President Biden is making a big push to raise money for his re-election effort. He'll be in Boston today. This is AP News. A woman in Uganda is a new mom at 70 years of age.
A 70-year-old woman in Uganda has given birth to twins. Safina Namukwaya had a boy and a girl through cesarean section at a hospital in Uganda's capital. She received fertility treatments. She said, what inspired me to give birth at my advanced age is that I had failed to conceive during my younger years, and I had no children of my own until I grew old. Dr. Isaac Chibet says Namukwaya is healthy.
We went ahead and assessed other organs, the liver, the kidneys, and all, and we noticed she was okay.
Namukwaya had a daughter at the same facility in 2020, again after fertility treatment. She is not the oldest mom. A 73-year-old woman in India gave birth to twin girls in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.